AFL Nation, it's Friday Night Footy. It's Carlton versus St Kilda from Marvel Stadium. And we'll get back to the situation at Hawthorn shortly. But one man who would love to be out there today as Charlie Curnow makes his return to footy is Eddie Betts. Unfortunately, he's on the sidelines. Eddie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Are we going to see you again? Are we going to see you again this year?
Yeah, well, I had the scans done on Monday and it was just a bad sprain. It blew right up, but, you know, compression, ice and massage at the club, and now it's down. I'm walking without a boot, so which is positive. And they basically said that I could have played this week if the foot wasn't so fat and swelled up. So hopefully next week.
So how do you feel broadly? How do you feel, you know, other than the injury you've got right now? Are you still feeling relatively fresh for this time of the year?
Yeah, I am. You know, I'm feeling okay, feeling good. You know, I was hoping there for a second, though. You know, they were trying to make the week shorter, bring games in, you know, to four-day breaks. And if we did four-day breaks, I probably wouldn't have made that because that's what probably got me last year up in the hub, you know, those short turnarounds. But now I'm feeling good. I'm happy. I'm enjoying my footy. And, you know, when I feel good and I'm happy, that's when I play my best.
Eddie, are you expecting to go on next year? Have you got a contract for next year?
No, I don't. I don't have a contract. At the moment, we're just enjoying it, you know, playing it, and then we'll just see how it plays out.
Eddie, how's the week been internally? What was a really bad loss last week? You were quite vocal and did a good job on 360. How's the week been from, I suppose, your whole career and understanding the enormity of what's happening at Carlton and your role throughout the week having so much experience?
Yeah, I guess, you know, coming off, you know, a bad loss. It's pretty, you know, people walking around on eggshells, boys, you know, when we go into meetings. And I guess we just had to hit the nail on the head on Monday, have the review. We had to learn from it. You know, we didn't play our best footy, you know, and we basically reviewed it. The team, the boys took the review, the leadership group. So, you know, we showed some footage in our defense that wasn't so great. So we said we'd hit the nail on it. Short turnaround, you know, we play Friday night, you know, when it comes Tuesday, we're getting ready for St Kilda, we'll get on with the week.
So that's the difference. I mean, I did the game, I covered the game, and it was clear that there was a lack of effort, I suppose, on defence, whether it be decision-making or the want to get there. Is that the difference that you'd love to see tonight?
Yeah, just the intensity. Just more so, Jordan, I think, four quarters. It's the four-quarter effort, you know, we had games this year where teams, 20 minutes, you know, teams kicked five or six goals on us and we just couldn't stop it. And it's so hard to come back from. And I guess, you know, we just got to play consistent footy for four quarters, go out there and start well as well. You know, finish our work in front of goals, kick the goals and, you know, get a jump on St Kilda. And to be honest, with the crowd not being there, it makes a big factor because when we played Collingwood the week beforehand, we were loud, you know, we were going all at it and you could see the Collingwood boys getting frustrated and then it just flipped the next week. You know, North Melbourne were loud, we were getting frustrated at each other and they just got on top and got a roll.
Is Charlie Curnow ready to go?
I believe he is, you know, at training. I'm actually pretty sad that I'm not out there with him because, you know, we've been speaking all year. We just want to play with each other and he comes back to training and then he finally gets to play and then I'm not playing. It's a bit upsetting, but, you know, at training he's dominating and he's playing on Jonesy, he's playing on Weeders, you know, obviously almost the full, you know, all Australian fullback at the moment. So, you know, and he's killing it. So I guess if he can go for four quarters at AFL level, I don't know if he's going to be restricted. But we'll wait and see tonight.
Been a number of people say it's too risky. I'm not one of them, I've got to say. I think if he's done the pre-season or the mini pre-season over the last 6 weeks, he's had a couple of hit-outs. I think you're better off having a few weeks under your belt so you start the pre-season ready to go.
Yeah, I think it is too. You know, like I said, he's been in full training now for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So I guess, you know, they didn't want to risk him any earlier than that because it was full training in all of our match sim, do all of that. And then he came and played a couple of VFL games. And so, yeah, it'd be really exciting for him tonight. And hopefully he puts on a show for everyone on Friday Night Footy.
Eddie, Sam Petrefsky-Seaton, do you have a special relationship with him? Do you mentor him? Because right now he's in and out of the side. He must be frustrated. He's a high draft pick. number five for memory, might have been eight. And yet I see him deliver the ball beautifully. He can't get it enough. He's been tried in a number of positions. And, you know, right now his career is at that famous roadway, the crossroads.
Yeah, Samo, you know, obviously he's an unbelievable talent. And coming to the club last year, you know, I've watched him play in the midfield and he absolutely dominated. He went back at half-back flank last year and at the start of this year and played exceptionally well. To me, be honest, for me personally, I believe he should be in the middle because obviously what you said, you know, he can use left, right, yeah. Can win clearances. But I guess it's the challenge of getting in that midfield, you know, when you got the likes of Cripp, Paddy Dow now, who's bloody playing some great footy for us. And you got, you know, Sam Welsh probably almost up there with the top three players in the competition at the moment. So it's a pretty tough midfield to break in, and he played up at half forward. And, you know, if the ball's not coming down that forward line, it's pretty hard down there to get involved, especially as a small forward. You know, sometimes you can get starved. And so I guess he was thrown around a lot this year in different positions. But for me personally, I'd love to see him play in the middle and, you know, hold that spot in the middle.
How's the off-field stuff been, Eddie? There's been a lot of publicity being going around about the review. Has that had any effect on the players' ability to go out on a weekend and perform?
No, not really, Jordan, not really. To be honest, you really know that they're there because there's really actually no one in there because of COVID. And basically, you know, we just go on about our week, just going out training and playing footy. So you barely know it's playing out in the background, to be honest.
Have you spoken to the reviewers?
Yeah, I think most people have. So, yeah, we'll see how it plans out. And only, you know, positive can come from this. So
Who'd you have a crack at,
yep.
Eddie?
I know.
We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. And, but, you know, like I said, only positive coming out of review. I've been through one in Adelaide. You know, I've been through a review there. So I guess, you know, we're just focusing on some playing footy, to be honest, and we'll let that play out in the background.
Well, hopefully we get to see you back out there again soon. Thanks for joining us, Eddie. Really appreciate your time. Good luck in the near and long-term future.
Thanks, guys. I've just got one question for Geordie. Geordie, I see you on Instagram, and what's all this red wine you got there? You own your own business?
You need some?
Yeah, I do. You going to hook a brother up?
I'll get it out to you. Don't worry. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Geordie.
Give the brand a plug then if you're handing out cartons.
Suddenly worthwhile.
Well, it was all sold out, but I'll find a six-pack for Eddie, no doubt.
Still. Now, I provided the Tommy Ross.
Yes.
And I did ask you if I could buy some a little while ago, but you didn't come.
I'll provide the wine next week.
You had the Colonel, the southern fried fish.
And the prawns. I had 1,500 prawns.
Oh, the prawns. Oh, the garlic prawns.
All right, more of the prawns and some footy when we return.